Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic Daily Scan, September 6, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's scan puts rent, fuel, debt, and consumer bills first. The newest actions include a proposed federal settlement involving a major apartment manager, record diesel prices that can raise freight costs, and several consumer protection cases and policy steps. A popular school bus video lead was checked first, but it was a local traffic safety incident rather than a national public policy development, so it is not included. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Justice Department proposes limits on a large apartment manager's use of rent-setting data. The Justice Department and plaintiff states filed a proposed consent decree with Pinnacle Property Management Services on September 4th. The government alleges that Pinnacle used RealPage rent pricing products built with competitors' non-public data, helping align pricing in violation of federal antitrust law. Under the proposed deal, Pinnacle would be barred from using certain pricing algorithms and from sharing competitively sensitive information with competing landlords. The agreement still needs a public comment process and approval by a federal judge. What to watch? The proposed settlement will be published for public comment for 60 days. After that, the court will decide whether entering the final judgment is in the public interest.
Headline 2. U.S. diesel price reaches $5.85 a gallon, raising freight cost pressure. The national average retail diesel price was $5.85 a gallon on September 4, according to the Energy Information Administration's daily price page, which republishes AAA data. Associated Press reported that this was a record national average. Diesel is used heavily by freight trucks, farm equipment, delivery fleets, buses, and construction equipment. What to watch? Watch whether diesel stays elevated through the coming weeks and whether freight companies add or raise fuel surcharges. Those are often a clearer sign of possible downstream pressure on delivered goods.
Headline 3. FTC extends comment deadline on rules for personalized prices. The Federal Trade Commission extended the public comment period for its proposed policy statement on personalized pricing by 7 days, setting a new deadline of September 25th. Personalized pricing means using information about a particular person to estimate what that person may be willing to pay. The FTC is asking for public input. It has not adopted a new binding rule or banned the practice. What to watch? The comment deadline is September 25, 2026. The commission could later issue final guidance or pursue individual enforcement cases, but neither is automatic.
Headline 4. Education Department starts new college-focused effort to prevent student loan defaults. Federal Student Aid announced a new default prevention initiative for colleges and universities. It includes training, workshops, consultations, and webinars beginning September 29th for schools with high delinquency, non-payment, or default rates. The agency says the effort responds to rising non-payment rates and is meant to help schools keep their eligibility for federal student aid programs. What to watch? The first webinar is scheduled for September 29th, followed by another on October 13th. Watch for any later borrower facing repayment or collection policy changes, which would have a more direct effect on monthly budgets.
Headline 5. FTC case seeks $4.85 million from payment processor over alleged scam support. The Federal Trade Commission filed a case and proposed order involving payment processor Nuvei on September 4th. The FTC alleges the company processed payments for deceptive merchants, including tech support scams, false business opportunity pitches, and operations impersonating tax authorities. Nuvei agreed to a proposed $4.85 million payment for consumer redress and new screening and monitoring requirements, subject to the legal process. What to watch? Watch for a final court order and any FTC announcement explaining whether affected consumers can seek a refund. The FTC's allegations have not been proven at trial.
Headline 6. FTC in 22 states sue Amazon over alleged hidden ad charges. The Federal Trade Commission in 22 states filed a lawsuit against Amazon on August 31st, alleging that the company misled advertisers and inflated some advertising auction prices through hidden surcharges. Amazon disputes the allegations and says the complaint misunderstands its advertising business. The case is pending, so the allegations are not findings by a court. What to watch? Watch for Amazon's formal court response and any decision on early motions. The case may also show whether the government can prove the alleged charges were hidden and affected auction prices. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first, open my ballot, enter your zip code or address, and research real candidates and measures with sources you can check yourself. Always confirm final details with your local election office. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the responsible government office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.